Cultures of Compromise, an interview series conducted during the International Conference History and Theory of Compromise in June 2023, organized by the joint research project Cultures of Compromise. Interview with Professor Yosuke Hirai, conducted by Mathis Knospe and Andre Wittenbrink. Professor Hirai was one of our three keynote speakers at the International Conference History and Theory of Compromise. As this brought together a wide range of scholars from different disciplines, we wanted to know with which expectations he traveled to this conference in Essen.
My background is in philosophy of education. Education influences both the expansion of individual freedom and the creation of the desirable society through the formation of citizens. This duality in the purpose of education sometimes creates value conflict in education. I am trying to find out how to satisfy the various conceptions of educating children as much as possible. I use the insight of political philosophy as a framework for my thinking. Political philosophy takes a broad view of different conceptions of the good society and focuses on developing alternatives for mediating conflict. It also aims to thoroughly evaluate the human activities of real society from the point of view of the desirable society and to deconstruct the existing order on the basis of this evaluation. The bridge between educational philosophy and political philosophy is at the root of my research. In this sense, I believe that this International Conference on Compromise is an attempt to create the possibility of new perspectives by combining interdisciplinary ideas. The value of compromise is not actively debated in Japan. This is probably due to the unique situation of Japanese society, where there is no social demand for principled explanation of compromise, compared to countries such as the EU, where multilateral cooperation is required. Therefore, I hoped that this conference would provide an opportunity to understand why Germany and other countries seek compromise on social issues.
As compromise not always has the best of reputations and sometimes is seen as a burden, an unsatisfactory solution, or a failure of original plans, we were interested in Professor Hirai's perspective on how compromise could be put into a better light.
I used to compare deliberation to compromise in the context of deliberative democracy, and I was a little bit reluctant to appreciate the problematic aspect of compromise. I thought it was a very calculating and unsatisfactory solution. However, after reading the theory of compromise in political philosophy, I noticed that compromise is variable because it disrupts the status quo and serves an entry point for the creation of new values. The theorists of deliberative democracy might share with this point that the negative evaluation of compromise has been renewed.
To understand Professor Hirai's personal interest in the topic of compromise, we asked him if he could tell us more about his research on it and why it may be important in civic education.
I believe that citizenship education, civic education, plays an important role in building a healthy democracy. It is indeed important to teach democratic values, including compromise, to children. However, in order for the state to restrict children's freedom to a certain extent for a certain period of time in the name of education, the content to be taught must be justified. I am researching the theory of justification of educational content in the field of philosophy of education. So, in principle, I have been investigating whether compromise is worthwhile in this context. One constant conclusion has been that compromise has important value for the health of democracy, and it can be valued as a concept to modify the rationalist nature of the deliberative democracy.
As our project Cultures of Compromise also focuses on compromise in Japanese society, we were curious on Professor Hirai's take on the question to what extent a Japanese understanding of compromise might be different compared to other conceptions of compromise.
In Japan, education aims to complete character and develop citizens as builders of a peaceful nation and society. In order to cultivate autonomous citizens, school education promotes political education and the cultivation of quality and ability to think publicly and participate in politics based on course of study. However, compromise is rarely emphasized as a value in education. This may be largely due to geographical factors. In other words, the fact that tension with the other country are somewhat buffered keeps the Japanese away from the need to think realistically. However, there is another point of view. In Japan, the spirit of compromise is cultivated through compulsory education. Japanese education has long aimed to cultivate a rich humanity through its educational activities, which include both academic curriculum and extracurricular programs. Precisely because it has been recognized that such qualities of group of cooperation has been cultivated, compromise is not discussed. Instead, the emphasis has been on the formation of individual opinions in the face of global society today.
In our final question of this interview, we wanted to know how we could educate people to be more prone to compromise.
Compromise requires some degree of mutual sacrifice by the parties. Humans have a strong tendency to think in terms of self-interest, but it will still be necessary to relativize one's own interests and demands for the sake of the common good. It will be essential to cultivate the capacity for rational judgment, but it will also be necessary to have the experience of weighing public decisions against one's own sacrifices, and understanding that the former, public decisions are of great importance. It will also require the development of an attitude of listening to the argument of others. In addition, it will be important to develop sensitivity as a complement to reason. In the lecture, I introduced Japanese holistic education, and I believe that developing solid academic skills, a rich humanity, and a healthy body through the curriculum and extracurricular activities can be helpful as a way to develop people who are more likely to make compromises.
We thank Professor Hirai very much for his time and the interesting insights he provided into his research on compromise, both in this interview and in his keynote lecture. If you would like to know more about Professor Hirai's research, please follow the links in the introductory note to this interview.